A coalition of musicians groups, unions, record labels, and grassroots activists is asking Congress and the Federal Communications Commission to reform the commercial radio industry. Coalition members say that deregulation of broadcasting has left consumers with fewer choices and that a new kind of payola is on the rise. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The coalition includes 10 groups, many of which have found themselves on opposite sides of other recent controversies in the music business. In a statement that's being delivered to members of Congress and the FCC today, the coalition says it's come together because the commercial radio industry is, quote, anti-artist, anti-competition, and anti-consumer. Kerry Sherman is president of coalition member the Recording Industry Association of America.
There's been a lot of consolidation. And when you combine that with other industry practices, it leads to concern about access to the public airwaves.
The radio business practice at the top of the group's list is payola. Tom Lee is president of the American Federation of Musicians, which also signed the letter.
We have enormous concerns that payola, which was outlawed several years ago, is back in a different form.
The payola scandals of the late 1950s and early 60s centered on record companies paying disc jockeys to play certain songs on the air. Congress outlawed that practice in the wake of the scandals. Lee says today's payola may conform to the letter of that law, but it seems to violate the spirit. Record companies hire so-called independent promoters. They're supposed to advise radio stations on what songs will be hits. According to Lee, those promoters pay broadcasters to play the songs.
And what it basically does is allow the companies, the radio stations, for economic gain to determine what it is the American people are going to listen to, as opposed to the American people determining what they like to listen to.
The coalition is also asking the federal government to look into the effects of deregulation on radio. Until 1996, a single company could own no more than 40 stations nationally and no more than two in a given city. Then Congress deregulated the industry, eliminating the national limit and raising the local cap to 8 stations. That's most upsetting to coalition members that represent independent musicians, including the Washington, D.C.-based Future of Music Coalition and Just Plain Folks, a grassroots group of professional and amateur musicians based in Indianapolis. Brian Austin Whitney is the founder of Just Plain Folks. He says deregulation has allowed just a handful of companies to acquire hundreds of stations and obliterate regional differences.
I think one of the things that we're missing out on is sort of the local cultural flavor of music in communities. So if you come to a city like Indianapolis, there's not really anywhere you can turn to hear what is going on with the local people in Indianapolis. You may have an artist here that's selling, 5,000 CDs a year in the local community, and they have a great following, but they get zero airplay.
Whitney says the coalition wants the FCC and Congress to establish more non-commercial community radio stations and to protect non-commercial internet broadcasting. The coalition is also calling for an investigation of consolidation. It's also calling on Congress and the FCC to look into what's known as vertical integration. In other words, radio companies getting into other businesses that are related to music, such as concert promotion. The coalition statement points to the example of the nation's largest radio company, Clear Channel Communications, which owns about 10% of the commercial stations in the U.S. 2 years ago, it bought the nation's largest concert promotion firm. Clear Channel did not return NPR's calls. Democrat Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin says vertical integration has been bad for concertgoers.
Ticket prices have increased more than 50%, 5-0, points higher than the Consumer Price Index. While the Consumer Price Index only goes up 13%, the price of tickets goes up 61%.
Feingold says he can't help but think that the problems the coalition points up are related to the campaign finance system that he and Senator John McCain of Arizona fought to reform. Feingold says soft money bought the deregulation of the radio industry.
This campaign finance system had real consequences for the people of this country, and another example is the cutting out of the little guy from radio.
Feingold says he hopes to introduce legislation over the next few weeks that'll address several of the coalition's concerns. Rick Carr, NPR News.